5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons. That means you're getting in your car. Although we've talked about this, this may be a little bit of dated logic by us that some people leave at like 3:30 to get in their car to get home early.
Yep.
Traffic is a little different these days.
If they go at all.
Theoretically, Fred Flintstone used to slide down the dinosaur at 5 o'clock, and he'd be getting in his car or walking with his car around him, which never made any sense, and he'd be listening to WEEI if he'd be listening to The Drive to find out what's happening in the world of Boston sports.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep!
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
As you've noticed all day long here on WEEI, it's our first Patriots Monday of the year. You heard Mike Vrabel early this morning with the Greg Hill Show. And earlier in our show, you heard us talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. If you missed that entire interview, we're not going to replay it now, but you can go back and listen to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, the Odyssey app where you can stream it, the iHeart app. We're everywhere. We're boots on the ground. We're even at practice. I had a couple of reporters come up to me like, wait a minute, radio guys go to practice? I didn't know that was a thing in Boston sports.
Just now noticing that we have had a footprint there basically for the entirety of training camp?
No, I think it was actually a passive-aggressive shot at others in town is the way I took it. It felt like there was a little tone about others who don't do it. So some of those media members, thank you for noticing.
Andrew, might I ask you also, since you probably tuned into that excellent Mike Vrabel interview this morning, his first of Patriots Mondays, what are they calling it, Mic'd Up Mondays or Mondays with Mike?
I'm not sure. I know it used to be Mayo Mondays. That didn't last long.
It didn't.
Still waiting.
Then it was
Walk
It Back
Mayo.
Tuesday. My bad Wednesday. What the hell did he say Thursday?
Yeah, he was the original Take Tuesday. He just had to like, oh boy, what'd I do? Stacey, how are we going to fix this?
There was that whole kerfuffle about like, you know, Jones tried to stir up a thing like, oh, I heard him talking about, you know, like, why did they trade away Joe Milton? And so, you know, and they tried to make it sound like Mike Vrabel was covering up a whole thing, and then all of a sudden his tone changed, and did they lose him? Like, it's 6 in the morning. Aren't people just allowed to, like, sometimes misspeak and also just be a little tired?
Also, haven't we been, hasn't it become accepted fact that Joe Milton asked for a trade? I thought that was accepted fact now, that Joe Milton asked to be traded, and there was very little trade market out there. And they traded him to a place where he thought he could have fun and go do good things. And
like overthrow receivers by 20 yards in a preseason game?
Well, I hated seeing that.
He was doing it in practice, and you people were giving him a party and buying him cake and beers and everything. And
but the backflips!
I mean, yeah, the guy sucked for 3/4 of a preseason game, put up a little fake numbers late. Call him the Chisholm of the Cowboys. That's what we call him. And just, yeah.
How?
This whole thing
sir,
with Joe Milton.
Pistols at dawn, Andrew.
Yeah, the Joe Milton thing annoys me, but whatever. He's fun. Strong arm, does backflips. Anyway, we got a real quarterback here in New England. His name's Drake May. He's on WEEI Afternoons. We talked to him earlier. And obviously, the first thing that you need to sort of establish with the new season, the quarterback, the coach, they're establishing a culture. So the first thing I asked him about was Mike Vrabel taking over the Patriots and what he's doing culture-wise.
So obviously the big talking point is Mike Vrabel's the head coach, culture, different things like that. How would you describe what Mike Vrabel is trying to establish here in New England in terms of culture?
I think just intensity. I think just bringing it every day, leaving your ego at the door, and then from there bringing it onto the field and finishing through the whistle, you know, doing the little things right. And I think that's just trying to you know, help us on the field when the little things, details and technique, you know, come into play. That's what he's trying to establish.
What's your role in that? Because I heard him this morning on our station say the quarterback can't take a day off. No matter what, he's the leader of the football team. So what is your role as sort of his top lieutenant?
Yeah, I think he hit it off the tee. Just bring it every day. You know, no days off. You know, when the team or the offense feels like you're kind of lagging around, it's my, you know, job to, you know, bring them up.
I just noticed it, and Dan Ball did too, based on the facial expression he made behind the glass. He hit it off the tee. Like, usually say he hit it on the head, right? Like, that was the phrase. Oh, he hit it right on the head there.
I really do enjoy Drake's command of the English language or how it comes to him.
Yeah, I enjoy that as well. Yeah, and it's a little different, a little Southern charm to him. Maybe there's different sayings down there. He hit it off the tee. But that is, I mean, isn't, we've talked about that, Fitzy, that Mike Giardi, the MVP of this team is Mike Vrabel, and the face of the Patriots is Mike Vrabel, and all these things.
Correct.
And yet, you hope by December and January, it's Drake May. Drake May's the face of the Patriots. Drake May's the leader of the Patriots. We're talking about Drake May sort of taking over Patriot Nation. That hasn't happened yet, right? We're still waiting for that transition of power, because right now he's even, you know, I referenced it elsewhere in the interview, some of the clips where Mike Vrabel is being very specific. Go celebrate with your teammate. Run down there. So, like, he is.
How many times did you get in the end zone last year, Drake?
Right.
Come on now.
He's almost micromanaging what Drake May is doing. But at some point, you really want Drake May to take this team by the reins, right?
And we're that'd be sweet.
Oh, are you editing together all his yas and ms?
Can I hear that again?
Wow.
Please?
That'd be sweet.
Wait, I mean, guys, he's our partner for the next.
You know, Bob out there in Boston is.
He's our partner for the next 20 weeks on this program.
Partner? He doesn't even know your name.
That's
I'm making that the ringtone whenever any of you call from now.
Why does he need to know my name? I'm a little nobody, nothing named Andy on the radio. I'm just there to hold a microphone and
ask. You're host number one on WEEI Afternoons.
It's okay. We're all partners in this big game of entertaining football on
Patriots
Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just not a partner with you. But yeah.
Wow. Have you guys all turned on Drake May?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
What did he do to you guys?
He ignored my host.
Wow. I can't believe how quickly you guys have
between him
on
and
him.
Will Campbell, I got to tell you, we're going to have a and Barmore. Oh man, we're going to have a blast this season.
My only concerns about Drake May are totally production based on the football field.
Oh, he's not great there either. Thank you.
Don't turn the ball over, don't fumble, don't intercept, win games. Like, that's what I'm looking for. If he wants to say to start every answer, I'm fine with that. If he doesn't know my name, I'm fine with that. He's not the first. He won't be the last. Believe me. Hell, Christian Gonzalez was asked point blank, do you know the name of the show you're on here on WEEI every week? And he, no.
Nah.
Just said a quick no. And for him, that was a lot of words. Okay. So Drake May, he is the top lieutenant as we try to establish the Mike Vrabel culture here in New England. And the last guy who was a top lieutenant for establishing a culture, established a dynasty. And as Fitzy noted, he was very excited about. He had his credentials to get down there to the pedestal, right next to the pedestal for the 12-foot-tall statue that is Tom Brady, although it's 17 feet tall if you put it on the pedestal because...
No arguing with the pedestal, Andy. The pedestal is nails.
What was the... 17 is the division titles, right? That's why
correct.
They said 17.
Yes, QB, yes.
Do you believe all that, or do they make that up later?
No, I buy that.
So they were like,
well, that would be kind of, don't you think that would be really coincidental that they made a 5-foot base and a 12-foot statue and like, oh, we lucked into it, 17. Let's explain it away that way.
I have no idea. I'd have to go around and look at other statues. Are most bases 5 feet tall? Or I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm not big in the world of sculptors or statues, as the texter said earlier. Yes, Dan Ball.
So was the head a bit underinflated on purpose?
Oh, wow. A Deflategate shot from...
He wasn't like this when they hired him.
Oh, my God,
You did this to him.
He's not Dan Ball anymore. Full name. He is now the DB behind the glass, because that's what he has become on that microphone. Wow, he has soured swiftly here in Boston sports. But, yes, I asked Drake May what it's like, because, Fitzy, you said you could see the statue from 100 yards away?
Easily, yeah. And the way that they had it lit, it just made it look like art, like something you need to see. Like, it looked like some significant statue in a city that you would travel to see. Like, there's something very striking about it when you step away from it and just first take it in from a distance.
So it's safe to say Drake May cannot ignore or avoid the fact that there is a Tom Brady statue looking down upon
it's out there.
New England right now in Patriot Nation and Gillette Stadium. Okay, so what's it like to feel that pressure of Tom Brady looking over your shoulder?
You referenced Tom Brady. He was in town, did an interview on the sideline during the game, obviously got the statue pregame. Do you feel any pressure of Tom Brady? Like, is there an aura, like a TB12 sort of hanging, especially now that there's literally a statue for the guy? Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't say pressure. I think it's just appreciation for what he did here. how he played the position, you know, how he loved to win and wanted to win and how they did win. I think that's the biggest part. And I think definitely just try to, you know, watch an old tape of him with some of the same concepts of how he did things is pretty cool, you know, to watch. But for there, I wouldn't say pressure. You know, just trying to, you know, I was drafted maybe 5 years after he left here. So you know, I don't think, wouldn't say really any pressure.
That was the most interesting part to me, the end. Oh, don't be evil Tom now.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I got evil Tom laughing at his answers. DB Dan Ball making fun of him. Tough day
all
for
right,
Drake May.
All right.
Anyway, that last part, I was drafted 5 years after Tom Brady left. I thought that was a sneaky smart thing to say, a sneaky sort of telling thing to say for Drake May. I'm not compared to Tom Brady because he was long gone and hard to find before I got here. They had other quarterback. Fitzy, you want to tell me all the great quarterbacks they've had since Tom Brady that Drake May needs to live up to? Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Like Stiddy, getting Liddy for Stiddy and Cam Jam. Then we had McCorkle.
Cam Newton. Yeah, did you want to give him $100 million or was it $200 million?
That was Wiggy that wanted to give him $200 million.
Sounded light there, like you were pretty excited to see Cam Newton.
I was. I love the Cam Jam. I'm one of the only Cam Newton defenders for his efforts. Didn't say he could throw the ball very well. Or
efforts?
That he was
we're giving
Cam Jam, Camalaba.
We're giving tri-trophies now. If you have effort, we give you a trophy.
I feel like when Cam Newton was the quarterback of the Patriots, that's when Moral Victory Monday was born here in WWE.
Wow. I loved Cam Newton, except when I watched him play quarterback for the Patriots, and they couldn't really score points, and it was. Well,
then we also had McCorkle. Then we had the Zapper. There was, I think, Axel Hoyer, the Destroyer. Brian Hoyer was in there as well. Then we also had. You can't forget last. Oh my God! How could I forget Jacoby Brissett? Yeah, not a lot of really good quarterbacks.
Is it a guarantee that Drake May is better than all of those guys right now? And I don't want to compare him, just like I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady. I'm not comparing him to MVP Super Bowl Cam Newton. I'm comparing him to the Cam Newton we saw play for the Patriots. Are we guaranteed this season to get better quarterback play than we've seen from everybody you just listed playing quarterback post-Tom Brady?
And you can take that to the bank. Yeah, that's. I think that is a very safe. It is a safe bet, a safe wager, presumption, if you will, that his stats will be the quality of play and the stats will be all better than any other quarterback since Tom Brady. In fact, you know, way better than the praiseworthy efforts of Mac Jones in the first year that he worked under Josh McDaniels back in 2021. I believe the weaponry is better. The coaching could very well be as good as well. The defense should be better. And I think Drake May's host of physical talents will slowly unfurl. I'm telling you, don't base how you feel ultimately on 2025 Drake May after the first month or even 6 weeks. Give him time.
Six weeks?
The project.
A third of the season? I'm not supposed to judge him?
No. By like mid to late October, we're going to start really seeing Drake May, quote, come into his own.
I also thought it was interesting there that when you listed all the reasons that Drake May is going to be better, Drake May was like sixth on the list. It was like his weapons are better, his defense is better, Josh McDaniels, his head coach. Like at some point you did actually round into form and mention Drake May's ability to play quarterback and what he's bringing to the field. So we'll see. I like Drake May. Dan Ball doesn't. As a texter pointed out, DB is a little spicy since he had his first beef sandwich. I don't know if that's what happened, but if you follow on socials, Dan Ball and Stiz went out this weekend and experienced some local fare with the Chelsea boys.
It was fantastic.
Stanley, where'd you take him?
I took him. I hit up my good friend Andy Ferg. So shout out Andy.
He runs North Shore Beefs.
Yeah, North Shore Beefs. And he suggested Mike's in Saugus, which believe it or not, I had never been. Tremendous. I love Mike's in Everett, but I am happy that I took Dan to Mike's in Saugus. The presentation of the beef is a big part of it. It really is.
Can we save that drop of the presentation of the beef, please?
This thing was smothered in James River barbecue sauce. It was 10 out of 10 phenomenal. And then I took him to Kowloon for some Mai Tais.
Oh, my God. Dan, how was your first Kowloon?
It lived up to expectations. A really, really cool environment in there.
I freaking love that place. Yeah. I love Zeno's, love Mike's. Modern Butcher obviously does a killer job as well. Hot take on the three-way beef. Some of them are so good, I could do without the James River barbecue sauce.
Oh, see, I'd go without the mayo. I'm not a three-way guy.
Oh.
I've never had any of this because apparently I don't get to share in the fun.
I'll have to bring in some beefs for you.
Did you guys know?
Why don't we do what's your beef? Why don't we'll just do, we'll have an argument over beefs.
The thing that fascinated me too is Stiz was showing me the Facebook page that he belongs to for North Shore Beefs.
Oh, it's huge.
There's like a stats system. They have like analytics about their North Shore Beefs.
Yeah, like POB, price of beef.
Yep.
TOB, man. Time of beef.
Oh, there's I like that.
There's a whole system.
I like that. Okay, we'll get back to that.
Speaking my language. Beef.
But first, we got to get back to our Drake May interview. I asked him for the quarterback question of the week this time because I don't know if everybody's aware, he did get married this offseason. It became a little bit of a point of criticism a couple different times because there was some question as to why he wasn't around as much, and he's getting engaged, and then he's getting married, and he's on his honeymoon. And then there was some misreporting in town about maybe he was donating his wedding gifts. So Drake May's offseason activities with his fiance and then turned wife was a big story. So I asked him if it just feels a little different to be a married quarterback.
How is life different as a married second-year quarterback now that you're married and I guess a little bit more mature? How's that different?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm 22. Just, I wouldn't say much is different. You know, I think the big thing is, you know, got somebody, you know, best friend beside me, you know, when I, you know, come home at night and, you know, one of my biggest fans. So, you know, other than that, she loves football, loves being out here to practice. And, really than that, just, you know, try to grow up as fast as I can, but at the same time, enjoy it. I think that's one of the, you know, best parts about being young. Enjoy it. And, you know, remember these days and, you know, it's her birthday today. So shout out, to my wife.
And finally, is she? You mentioned she's your biggest supporter, though. Is she critical at all? Does she watch with a critical eye, or is it sort of just full support? Does she ever say, hey, what were you doing here? How's that go?
Yeah, no, she knows. She knows what she's watching. So
she's watching a lot of football.
Yeah, she's critical. You know, her dad played in college, and her brother is also a quarterback. So she's got, you know, a lot of family football ties, and obviously with me. So she's watched a lot of me throwing, so she knows what's going on.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, Stiz. In a serious note here, Fitzy, do we like this? Like, I know there are people that actually believe, like, if you're married, that means you've, quote-unquote, settled down, you're more mature, you're more ready to be a professional. Does this have any bearing on anything that goes on with Drake May this year?
No, none whatsoever. Like, the only bearing is that there will be no discussion of, you know, even if Ann Michael May, as I believe she's now known, even if Ann Michael has, you know, if she had final say over everything, this will not be any sort of anxiety or any sort of concern lingering over his head. None like, hey, did you make sure to invite all my boys or tell my brothers they all had plus twos or what? Like, no, nothing. This is zero. They are all set. They have honeymooned. They kept their own gifts. They're locked in. Like, his focus is right on football, learning the Josh McDaniels system and winning games and trying to restore the pride in the Patriot way, buddy.
Yeah, and I actually think it can be a positive because, you know,
it should be a massive positive.
You're not like you're going home to your wife and you'll have dinner and, you know, you'll do what married couples do. You'll watch TV and
put
go
on
to
sweatpants
bed
and fall asleep on the sofa.
Right. Right. Exactly. You're not, you know, oh, my God, can I meet up with somebody here and do this and chase that? And like there should be none of that in Joe. Boy, I'm almost afraid to now say yes, Dan Ball.
So we will not see him out in the seaport with Roman Anthony and Marcella Meyer this winter?
No, with a train of women following behind him on Nantucket. No, I don't think you'll see.
That's too bad.
I would hope we won't see any of that.
So Drake May will not be concerning himself with time of beef?
No, he will not be doing any of that. He is now a married, mature man of 22.
So no hanging around Steph Diggs.
Nope, exactly. Exactly. He's in a different lane of his career and his lifestyle now. And then finally, this morning, as I mentioned, Mike Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, he's on vacation. Courtney doing a great job. But Courtney seemed to call out the boots-on-the-ground daily reports out of Foxborough here, asking about kind of the highs and lows of camp, and it was interesting to hear what Mike Vrabel said.
Mike, we talk pretty much every day after practices and listening to media that is, you know, broadcasting from preseason practice. And it seems like people get too high on your guys or too low on the guys. It seems like they jump to conclusions or they exaggerate what's going on. How much can
you mean the media? No.
Yeah, I know it's shocking. But how much can you really learn from just a preseason practice? Isn't everybody just trying to figure it out at that point?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think you can, you know, to that, the ups and the downs, we talked about staying off the roller coaster. You know, our main roller coasters go up, they go down, they get stuck sometimes, and then you're really in trouble. So we're trying to stay off the roller coaster and just continue to build some consistency in what we're doing positively. So again, people will form their own opinions based on things that happen, more so the plays that are made. Not and you know, maybe sometimes that the negative reaction may or may not be warranted based on what they're seeing or what the responsibility or what was going on in the play.
Courtney calling out the beat reporters a little bit there, jumping to conclusions, overreactions. Who gets to decide if they're overreactions? Who gets to decide whether they're observations or jumping to conclusions? I thought that was a little leading the witness there with her morning guest this morning, Mike Vrabel. He also, in his description, because I've never heard any cliche, it's a roller coaster, right, with ups and downs. I've never heard anybody bring up, and then there's the possibility the roller coaster could just flat out break, and now you're stuck on the roller coaster upside down, and you could die. And I'm like, wow, you took that to a really, that is literally would be one of my biggest night. I don't do roller coasters, but if I happen to get talked into one by somebody, and yep, then that thing broke upside down, and they're like, yeah, we should have you down in 4 to 6 hours. Oh, my God, that is, I'd die. I think I'd pass out, poop myself, do all kinds of weird things that would not go well.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm with you. My 12-year-old is into them now, and he even watches like POV videos to get himself amped up for them. No matter how much prep I do, still at the same time, can't do it. Sorry. I don't care how much science, how much work, how much researching, R&D yeah, went into it. No, Stiz sent me a video a few weeks ago. Stiz put a video out of some ride. Where did that ride break that you sent me that video of, Stiz?
It was certainly not in America.
Oh, the spinning one that
yes,
snapped?
Yeah. I want it maybe Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, that went about as well as it possibly could have for something that snapped and landed. Because yeah, I know some people were hurt, but it kind of landed.
Yeah, no one killed, though. Yeah,
kind of landed butt first for everybody. Yeah. It kind of landed. That could have
been.
Well,
let's hope the
tragic
Patriots, if they fail this fall, they land butt first.
Yeah, hopefully they land butt first. Hopefully they don't fail at all because Mike Vrabel and Drake May are in charge now, and they took part in their first Patriots Monday here on WEEI and WEEI Afternoons. And we're moving forward each and every Monday with those guys. We're moving forward to the Fitzy Five yeah, here on WEEI Afternoons, which will tie into sort of the ups and downs of training camp and the preseason and maybe falling in love with some guys who may end up being great someday, or maybe falling in love with some guys who, ooh, it was just a August fling and it didn't really mean anything for their football careers. The Fitzy Five is up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the last time today, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.